LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Halftime scoring wrap up for this first half is brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home and far from debt. You can learn more online at highlandcc.edu. First half scoring, well, it went this way. It was all Rockets in the first half. They scored two plays into the game, 11:20 to go in the first quarter. A 23-yard run by Robert Shanks. A two-play 65-yard drive made it 7-0. Then, with a minute 23 to go in the first quarter, Karen Cox ran in from 49 yards out on a quarterback keeper. A four-play 65-yard drive. The kick was good again to make it 14-0. And after that, with 9:43 to go in the second quarter, a field goal by Gabe Dilley after a Tiger fumble gave Syracuse the ball deep. A 33-yard field goal by Gabe Dilley made it 17-0 with 9:43 to go in the first half. And that is where we are currently at halftime. 17-0. The lead belongs to the Syracuse Rockets here at Jug Brown Stadium. So 17-0, our halftime score here at Jug Brown tonight. Now, as we said, it is homecoming for the Tigers. Again, our halftime recap is brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home. It's far from dead. You can learn more online at highlandcc.edu. And we are getting ready. The Tiger marching band coming out on the field here. And we're going to have the Royal Elite crown here coming up in a little bit. Again, in the first half, Sagard and Bernie Davenport and Shickley are tied at 20. That's with 5 minutes to go. One final we have from earlier this afternoon. Dylan O'Dell scored on the last possession of the game and knocked off Humble Table Rock Steiner 48-44. 48-44 was the final score in that one. The win going to the Dillard Odell Griffins over HTRS tonight. That was that final for this afternoon. The homecoming festivity getting underway. The band is going to perform here. While they're doing that, before we get started here with the crowning of the royalty, we'll take a 2 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340 for a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
While we have a minute here, we'll tell you a few things about what's going on with Fall City High Sports. They've got a lot going this weekend here at Fall City. Tomorrow they've got softball. They've also got volleyball tomorrow. That's all happening here. If I can find my notes. Tiger volleyball team currently 10-4. They'll head to Wymore tomorrow to Southern for a tournament. They'll play at 9 a.m. against Southern, at noon against Thayer Central, and then 1 o'clock against Heartland in a triangular tomorrow. Actually, a quadrangular. Softball team now 10-9 on the year. They'll play tomorrow in the East Central Nebraska Conference triangular against Auburn and Freeman. Game times will be at 9 a.m. against Auburn, 12:30 versus Freeman at the Fiddler Field Ball Complex. Ball game will be played on Hartman Field tomorrow. Cross Country, they completed their home invitational on Thursday. Miley Crawford, Fall City, finished fourth, and Elena Bracelis finished 14th, both earning medals. Tiger Boys won the team championship, first place. Individually, Riker McCullough was first, Talon Zimmerman fourth, Blake Rolfe medal in sixth place, Alex McKim seventh, Quentin Adams ninth, Bryson Buttrick number 14, and Bailey Timms finished in 15th place for the Huskers yesterday at the Fall City Cross Country Invitational. So congratulations. Sports teams all had a good day yesterday. They're hoping to have a good night here tonight at Fall City High School at Jim Brown Stadium as they are hosting the Syracuse Rockets here at halftime tonight at Fall City High School at Jim Brown Stadium. The crowning of the royalty is coming up here momentarily at Jim Brown tonight for the 2022 Fall City Homecoming King and Clay. And the Tiger Marching Band finished for now with their performance. And we're going to have the royalty crowning. Here's our PA announcer, Terry Hopper.
Let's welcome the first team candidate, it's Kyle Dakey. Kyle is the son of Brian and Denise Dakey. While a student at Fall City High School, Kyle has competed in cross country and track every year, and he has lettered in cross country twice and track every year so far. He has also played the trumpet as a member of the Fall City High School band, where he has lettered the last 3 years. As a member of All One Act, Kyle has received an award for being an outstanding actor in districts the past 3 years. He also competes as a member of our speech team and has lettered the last two. Kyle has received the Nebraska State College's Multi-Activity Student Award for participation in cross-country, instrumental music, play production, speech, and track and field. Outside of school, Kyle has competed with the Fall City Barracuda Swim Team for 10 years, receiving placement ribbons and medals as a competitor. He has also participated in Fall City Recreation Baseball and has been practicing gymnastics since he was 5 years old up until high school and will occasionally do a flip or two for fun. Kyle is a member of the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church. He is a member of the Cub Scouts Pack 391 and Boy Scouts Pack 396, where he has accumulated multiple badges. has volunteered for 8 years at the annual Jingle Bell Ride and with the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church Turkey Bazaar. Kyle also volunteers his time with the American Red Cross Bloodmobile Drive. Kyle's plan is to attend college next year to study graphics, arts, and design with an emphasis in animation to someday be a great comic artist and make people happy with his stories and artwork. Escorted by her father is the first queen candidate, Matea Wilcox. Matea is the daughter of Chris and Kathy Jill Wilcox. While attending Falls City High School, Matea has participated in cheer all 4 years and was named captain her junior and senior year. She has competed in softball all 4 years, lettering twice, and she's participated in choir, speech, and one act at different times throughout high school. Matea has competed as a member of the Falls City Traveler softball program for the past 10 years, as a member of our local Girl Scouts for the last 10 years, and the Honor Guard for the last 7. Matea has also volunteered her time helping with the Special Olympics bowling team her junior year and looks forward to doing it again this year. She has also helped in her community by carrying flags for the Veterans Day Parade, painted tables around town, cleaned up litter along the highways, assisted with the Daddy-Daughter Dance and the Honor Guard. She has assisted with activities at the Falls City Care Center, including accompanying residents with their garden boxes. Matea has helped with the renovation of the concession stand at the ballpark, been a part of the Spooks on Stone Street event during Halloween, volunteered at Vacation Bible School, and at the flag ceremony at the Falls City Nursing and Rehab. Matea plans to go to either Wayne State College or Northwest Missouri State for her first 4 years of college to get all of her pre-dental requisites done, then transfer to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for another 4 to 6 years and earn her doctorate of dental surgery to become a dentist. The second team candidate is Kellen McAfee. Kellen is the son of Nicole McAfee and Mike McAfee. Over the last 4 years as a student at Falls City High School, Kellen has competed in football every year and earned multiple letters. He has also competed in wrestling for 2 years, where he has lettered and earned the Nebraska Schools Activity Association, NCPA, or Nebraska Chiropractic Physicians Association's Academic All-State Honor as a freshman. Kellen also participated in track, is a member of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and is a member of the band as a freshman and sophomore. During his sophomore and junior years, he served as class president, and he has received Student of the Month honors each of his first 3 years of high school. Outside of school, Kellen competes as a member of the Falls City Trap Team. He has volunteered his time as a referee for flag football, and he is a member of the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church. Kellen's future plans include attending a 2-year college or trade school and is looking at becoming a mechanic and a pilot in aviation. Escorted by Senior Representative Silas Amanula is our second Queen candidate, Carly Romo. Carly is the daughter of Kristen Moorhead. While a student at Falls City High School, Carly has participated in choir all 4 years. She has also competed in speech and one act and sang in show choir. Carly has also been a part of our Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the FCCLA, or Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. Outside of school, Carly has been involved in our local Girl Scouts troop. She has assisted with the Special Olympics, the American Red Cross Bloodmobile Drive, the Haunted House at the high school, and the Green Team. Carly's future plans include attending Wayne State College to study pre-mortuary. The final King candidate is Stephen Fields. Stephen is the son of Brenda Fields and Otis Fields. During his time at Falls City High School, Stephen has competed in football, band, track, speech, one act, the academic academic decathlon, quiz bowl, mock trial, and the math team all 4 years. And he has lettered and received numerous awards in each of those activities. Stephen is a member of our School's Hope Squad, the National Honor Society, the Future Farmers of America, the Student Council, and has served as a class officer. Stephen has also been on the honor roll every year. Outside of school, Stephen has been involved with the St. Paul's Youth Group and our local Boy Scouts troop. After high school, Stephen plans to attend college somewhere, but he is undecided at this time. Escorted by her father is the final Queen candidate, Reese McNeely. Reese is the daughter of John and Candace McNeely. As a student at Ball City High School, Reese has competed in volleyball all 4 years and basketball and track all 3 years so far. She has earned letters in all three sports. Reese is a member of the FCCLA, our Hope Squad, the Varsity Math Team, and she serves as the Senior Class Treasurer. Reese is a member of the National Honor Society, a 3-year recipient of the Tiger Rooster Club Award, a member of the Orange and Black Honor Roll, and she has received Student of the Month honors. For her hard work, Reese has earned the Nebraska Schools Activities Association's NCPA Academic All-State Award, the Omaha World Herald's All-State Honorable Mention, and the Lincoln Journal Star's Academic All-State Award. Outside of school, Reese has volunteered her time as part of the Role Models Group, sponsored by Jessica Sano. She has helped run the American Red Cross Bloodmobile Drive, volunteered at the Community Medical Center's golf tournament, and she is a member of the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church. After graduation, Reese plans to attend the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and study physical therapy. Here to crown the 2022 Homecoming Queen is last year's Queen, Lindsay McNeely. Lindsay is currently attending the University of Nebraska-Lincoln to complete her degree to become a physician's assistant. Presenting the scepter to the 2022 King is last year's King, Carson Simon. Carson is attending the University of Iowa and is majoring in mathematics. Attending the past King and Queen tonight are our freshman student council representatives, Matthew Eaton and Riker McCollum. And now, the 2022 Homecoming King is Stephen Fields. And now, the 2022 Homecoming Queen is Reese McNeely. Congratulations, Stephen and Reese.
There you have the crown of the Homecoming King and Queen of Ball City High School for 2022. Here's Reese McNeely and Stephen Fields. Congratulations also to Mateo Wilcox, Charlie Robot, Paul Dickey, and Kellen McAfee for being selected as finalists. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back here at Big Brown Stadium on Sunny 101.3.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Potvin Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
And back at Jake Brown Stadium. Halftime, the two teams are back out on the field getting their warm-up. They'll get their final three-minute warm-up here to get things started here tonight. 17-0, Syracuse leads Ball City at halftime. Also over on sister station KTNC tonight at halftime, the Bernie Davenport Shickley Eagles leading Ball City at Sagan Heart at halftime, 28-20. Score out of Bernie tonight, that game on KTNC tonight. Next week on Thursday, we'll be our BDS here on Sunday 101.3 Thursday. They take on the Johnson Brock Eagles on Thursday night. Then also next week, more football coming up on Friday, East Atchison at Mound City. And then also on Friday night, that game on Sunday and on KTNC next week, we will have, I forgot which other game we've got next week. I have my schedule in front of me here and I can't remember anything. But Mound City and East Atchison. Also tomorrow, we'll have Missouri 8-man football for you coming up tomorrow on KTNC. The East Atchison Wolves will host the Rockport Blue Jays tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff for that game, and a 12:30 pregame show here on Sunny 101.3. That game was supposed to have been tonight, but they had a little mix-up with officials and contracts and things, so they're playing tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at Tarkio. East Atchison hosting Rockport tomorrow afternoon. I'll be there for that one along with Troy Nelson, and we'll bring you that action as well. Coming up tomorrow afternoon here on Sunny 101.3. So here we are at halftime. The two teams headed to their benches to get ready. Ball City will get the ball to start this second half. They moved the ball a little bit there right before halftime, but just couldn't get it in the end zone. And we'll see if they can get something going here in the second half this evening. So the Tigers, again, will get the ball, receive the ball to start this second half action tonight. Kicking it off will be the Rockets. In the right form here. Their kicker is Gabe Dilley. Kicked a 33-yard field goal earlier in the ball game here today. So it's, again, just before halftime here, before the end of halftime. The Tigers out there ready to get things going. As soon as the referee gives the ball to the Syracuse kicker, we'll be underway here with second half action tonight. There we go. Now he's got it, and we're ready to roll. Dilley will boot it away from the 40-yard line. The Tigers will take over first and 10. Hopefully they'll return it for a touchdown. We'll see. See what happened here for the Tigers. They need something good to happen. Here's the kick. It's a long end-over-end kick, and it's coming down at about the 16-yard line. Back up the field with the football for the Tigers once again. Bringing it back is going to be Frederick. That is Isaac Frederick. And the Tigers will have a first down and 10 at their own 29-yard line. 11:54 on the clock, and we're ready to roll. Tigers come over the football here. Going up, slipping in to the right. Tight end on the left side. Blake Gissell is the quarterback. Two running backs in the backfield. Turn, hand the ball straight ahead, and just a little gap quickly for Daniel Hollins, and it closed up as quick as it opened up. And we've got an official timeout here. Player's helmet. That's the second time player helmet came off for Syracuse. So Hollins picks up about two on the play. It'll bring up a second and eight situation for Fall City. Fall City picked up. Here we go the other way now. Running the ball to the right side. There's just nowhere to go for Fall City there.
Daniel Hollins on the carry.
Hollins again on the carry.
Hollins
had two on the first carry, and he'll lose those two back now with this second carry. He's going to bring up third down and 10. Tigers ran the ball just for 22 yards in this ball game in the first half. Third down and 10 for the Tigers. Give the ball off in the backfield, straight ahead across the 35 and out to the 36 or 7-yard line. Short of the first down will be Hollins again. He carries it three times around. He'll pick up 7 yards on that carry. But the Tigers will face fourth down and three. And Tate Wilcox goes into punt formation for Ball City. The Rockets put Sawyer Brandemeyer back deep. And also back there will be Robert Shank. Shank's on the far side. And the punt snap rolls back to the punter. He gets it away, and he hit it off his ankle, and the ball rolls across the 50 and into Rocket territory at about their 47-yard line. So the punt came in low. There wasn't much pressure on the punter. But when he hit it, I don't know if it went off his ankle or the side of his foot, but it just barely got in the air. And the Rockets have it first and 10 at their own 48-yard line where they'll set the ball with 10:06 to go in quarter third quarter action out here. Jake Brown tonight. Over the football come the Syracuse Rockets. Let's see who's in there at quarterback now. I believe they've got Tyron Cox back in there, the sophomore. Double wing set, motion man. And they get the ball right up the middle and carry the football. That fullback, that's Elliot Kerr. Big run again. He's been so successful that trap tonight from his own 48 down to the Tiger 31 or 32-yard line. 20-yard pickup for the fullback, Elliot Kerr. He has had a good night. Running the ball, that trap right up the middle. They just keep springing enough opening there. He can get a bunch of yards. They're up to 170 yards on the ground now. Are the Rockets tonight. First down and 10. And same play. And not as many yards, but still inside the 30 and down to the 26. Gain of about six more for Kerr. Bring up second down and 4 yards to go now. Tigers giving yardage up the middle to the fullback. See why Syracuse is 3-1 and got good scheme. They don't do a lot of fancy stuff, but they're doing well. Once again, motion man left right. Pitch the ball back to him. Carrying the football, coming from that left side wing position, Cy Peterson. Peterson will move the ball from the 26-yard line. He'll be all the way down to the 11-yard line, a 15-yard pickup. 15-yard gain, that time by the wingman, on the carry, Cy Peterson. First down and goal to go. No, first down and 10 at the 11-yard line. Didn't get inside the 10. First and 10 from the 11. Over the football they come. The Rockets with it. Turn, toss it back. They'll do it once again to Peterson. And Peterson turned up behind the left guard and left tackle, and he'll be down to about the 8-yard line. Gain of about 3 on the play. Fields in there on the stop for Fall City once again. Clock moving. 8 minutes, 5 seconds to go. In quarter number 3, 17-0, Syracuse with the lead. Threatening here early in the second half. Rockets over the ball. Second down and about 7. Turn, quarterback keeper wants to throw, does, and oh, it's a nice catch. I thought he had thrown it way too far, but I believe that is Jansen on the catch. Number 1, yes it is. That is freshman Will Jansen on the catch with an 8-yard touchdown pass from Tyron Cox, the quarterback for the Rockets. The score now goes to 23-0. The Rockets with the lead. They've not thrown for a lot tonight. That is just 27 yards through the air, but they've been effective. Now, in to kick it, it is Gabe Dilley. Dilley ready to kick it away here. Snap is good, and oh, the Tigers came busting through that time, and Jackson Strauss knocks it down. No good on the extra point. They block it. 23-0 Syracuse over Fall City. We're back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here on Sunny 101.3. It is 7:41 to go in the third quarter. Our scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, C.J. Kertosh in Auburn, Wes and Witt in Falls City. It is a 5-play, 52-yard drive, an 8-yard touchdown pass from Tyron Cox going to Will Jansen. A 5-play, 52-yard drive, putting the Rockets up now 23-0 over your Fall City Tigers tonight. Dilley will tee it up again to the 40-yard line. Fall City ready to receive yet another kickoff here. Tigers did some good things late in that first half, but they just could not get in the end zone. All right, the Rockets approach the football. Good deep kick this time. Tigers will pick it off at about the 11-yard line. Off the field they come, and taken down will be first. They'll be out across the 20. See where they spot him down here.
22-yard line.
22. So the Tigers have it with 7:35 to go here in third quarter. No Husker football tomorrow. We'll have Chiefs football on Sunday on Sunny 101.3. That'll be an 11 o'clock pregame and a 12 noon kickoff in Indianapolis on Sunday afternoon. The Chiefs try to get to 3-0 on the season. Tigers with one setback in the backfield. Giving the football, coming to the outside. Frederick tried to turn the corner, and he was down. Oh, excuse me, that was 15. That was Hollins. Hollins gets to the 25. He'll pick up about... Oh, no, wait a minute. They reset the chains. They started their own 25. I apologize. Set the ball down once about the 22, so it's no gain on the play. It's now 2nd and 10 for the Tigers. 2nd and 10, two backs in the backfield, two receivers right the wide side. Blakely sells, rolling to his right, pump fake. Pump fakes again, now throws, tipped and falls incomplete. Tipped and he wanted to throw it as one of the on-rushing defenders got up there to him and knocked the ball down as it came out of his hand. And it'll bring up third down and 10 yards to go over the Tigers for the 25. Crowd's hanging in here at Jim Brown tonight. Stands are full on this west side, looking to the field for homecoming. All right, near side left hash mark for the Tigers. Sell drop it back, set up a screen, throws it over the middle. It is caught there by the Tigers, by Isaac Frederick. Frederick juking and driving up the field, across the midfield, the 40, at the 30, at the 25, and pushed out of bounds all the way down inside the 5-yard line. A nice hustle play back there defensively by the Rockets, Robert Shanks. But that little middle screen, the defensive line, they all bit that time, and Sells completes it to Isaac Frederick, and the ball goes from the 25 to the 6. So a 69-yard play. 69 yards on the pass play, the longest play of the game and for the season, I believe, for the Tigers. First and goal at the 6. Now they need to punch it in there. And they're going to give it back to Frederick again. And he's picking and looking and inside the 5 to about the 3 or 3.5 yard line. Second down and goal from the 3 now. Snap it back. Quarterback keeper Sell pushing forward and touchdown. Tigers are on the board. Blakely Sells pushes it in. A little help from his friends up front and possibly a couple from behind on the play. And the Tigers are on the board now, down 23-6 in the third quarter. And now try for the extra point. Tigers line him up in the pistol. Sells looking, being chased, throws, and it's caught. Holding on the catch right on the goal line. Make sure he stayed in bounds, and the Tigers on the board, 23-8. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
A four-play, 75-yard drive capped off by a three-yard touchdown run by Blakely Sells. The 6:06 mark of the first quarter puts the Tigers on the board. Sells passes to Wyatt Holding for the two-point conversion. And the Tigers are on the board, 23-8. They trail here in the third quarter. Our scoring wrap-up brought to you by Farm Bureau Finance Service of Auburn. See Jake or Tosh in Auburn or Weston Witt in Ball City. 23-8, the Rockets have the lead. They'll get the ball back here momentarily. Tigers ready to boot it away here. There's the kick, and it's going to go to the 25, coming back up the field with the football. Once again, with it is going to be Robert Shanks. Shanks is out to about the 35, maybe the 36-yard line, where the Rockets will take over. Get that ball spotted here eventually. They're throwing it around now. Where are they going to put it? Wow. They got clear of the 39. Okay. The ball spotted the 39. I didn't think he got that far, but they say he did. 5:59 to go in the third quarter. Rockets back out there on offense. Cox back there at quarterback again. He'll toss the ball back to one of his wingmen coming around from the left side. That's going to be Peterson. Peterson fighting and clawing, going from the inside outside. Finally brought down and crossed the 45 out of the 47, maybe 48-yard line. It'll be a gain of 9 on the play. Strauss finally got him corralled. So Cy Peterson with a 9-yard gain. Puts the Rockets over 200 yards on the ground in this contest. Right side hash mark, second down, and a long one from their own 48. Karen Cox, straight ahead to the fullback, and another big gain, and he's loose again inside the 30 and the 25. Tackled down to the 21 or 22. Elliot Kerr. As I said, the young man is not very big. We don't have any weights. But once he gets into that defense, he is hard to find, number one, and he's fast. Spot the ball at the Tiger 22-yard line. Again, a 30-yard pickup. So Elliot Kerr has runs this half of 30 and 20 yards just in this half, just this quarter. And again, right up the middle it goes. Whip it, Elliot Kerr. Not so much running room this time. Tigers stop him for a 2-yard gain at the 20-yard line.
And about 2 on the play for the
second down or 8 now at the 20-yard line. Very nice night here. No wind. It's not rained since earlier this afternoon here in Falls City. Not that it would affect the field with the turf, but it wouldn't be as pleasant for the crowd if it was raining. Now second and 8, the ball at the 20-yard line of Falls City. Karen Cox, a sophomore quarterback, calling the count. Double wing set, motion man across, Will Jansen, option with it, and it ends up in the hands of Will Jansen. Jansen will fight his way inside the 20, down close to the 15. He'll have 4 or 5 more on the second down run. I'll set him down over there, just shy of the 15-yard line. We'll call the 15, give him 5.
Rockets, number 12, Elliot Kerr.
Give him 5 on the play.
Tigers, number 32, Gavin Bauer.
And now we will have third down and 4. Ball just shy of the 15-yard line. All right, they call the count. Turn. And the quarterback going to keep the ball this time, it looks like. Not much doing that time. Hawks found very little running room. Pick up maybe a yard. Spot the ball just inside the 15-yard line. Fourth down and a long 3. Fourth and 3, they could kick another field goal, perhaps, or attempt it. That would make it 26-8, make it a 3-score game, which it is already. But looks like they want to try to add a little more on here. Now in the gun, Kieran Cox, Kerr beside him. Snap it, takes a look, rolls right, throws, and ooh, nobody there. He was looking, I believe, for Robert Shanks, and Shanks was nowhere near where that pass ended up that time. I don't know if Shanks didn't get the right route run or the right play call. At any rate, the ball goes to Falls City on the on downs. Falls City will take your first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. 2:19 to go here in the third quarter. Trailing 23-8 to the Rockets. See if Falls City can get on the board again here. See if they can get another big play working here. And toss the ball back, run the left side is Frederick. Oh, no, not this time. Nothing doing there.
Well, Isaac Frederick.
Isaac Frederick found nothing but white jersey defender with green numbers on him. And he'll lose three or four on the play. Call it second and 14 as the loss is 4 yards back to the 11-yard line. Tigers are just 28 yards on the ground in this ball game. They've had a few positive plays, and boy, they've had some big negative plays, too. The defensive line doing a good job for the Rockets. Do a lot of moving around up there on the line. Sells back to pass, looks, throws out to his right, and the ball is caught, but it's going to be another loss on the play. As the defender went with Oberdeen. And Wyatt had nowhere to go. Now it's going to be back to the 5-yard line. Loss of 6 on that pass play. And it brings up 3rd down from the 5. It's 3rd and 20. 3rd and 20. The Tigers in reverse here. They need a big play just to get away from their own end zone on 4th down here. Need some yards. Trips left set for Blakely Sells, the freshman quarterback, in the end zone. Looking, throwing, hit, got away, scrambles up the right side. Still on his feet, out across the 15 and out across the 20 to the 21 or 22-yard line. Short of the first down marker, but got him out of that hole, got him out of the shadow of their own end zone and goalpost there. And now we got a rocket down in the end zone. The ball is spotted out to the 22-yard line. It's a 17-yard gain for Blakely Sells. And with the Rocket player injured in the end zone, we'll take a 30-second break. I'll be back on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Oh, yeah. Injured player for the Rockets still on the field down in the end zone there. It's 23-8. Syracuse leading the Fall City Tigers here with 31 seconds to go in quarter number 3. Tomorrow, 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff, the East Atchison Wolves undefeated. Host 3-1 Rockport Blue Jays tomorrow afternoon. We'll visit with the coaches, and we'll have that game. We refer to it sometimes as the World Championship of Ashton County, Missouri. Missouri 8-man football tomorrow, so we invite you to tune in for that here on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow afternoon. It's one of our Peru State College games of the week this week, just like this one tonight. The injured player is up off the field under his own power. That's good. Now we'll see what else we got going here. Tigers will be in punt formation here, I believe, as we get set. Now we're ready. 4th down and 4, and the Tigers are going. Sells back and a whistle as the play starts. Now the referee going over to talk to somebody here. See what that call is. It's against the Tigers, and they'll probably have to punt. Time out. Gave Coach Jack Barron and his staff time to talk things over, see what they wanted to do. But still 4-3. I don't really know what happened. Nothing changed. So far now, what are we doing? Syracuse coach is looking for someone to tell them something. I'm looking for somebody to indicate something. And they let the clock run out. That's the end of the third quarter. They let the clock run down. Final 31 seconds ticked off. And we're at the end of three. It is Syracuse 23, Fall City 8. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Falls City native Hannah Seal is the newest doctor on staff, now seeing patients at Family Medicine Clinic. Dr. Seal's a Sacred Heart and University of Nebraska graduate, passionate about family medicine and building lifelong relationships with her patients. Dr. Seal has a particular passion for geriatrics and women's health and is now taking appointments at Family Medical Clinic. Call 402-245-4475 to set up an appointment with Dr. Seal in Falls City or learn more online at cmcfc.org.
This is Sunny 101.3.
23-8, the Rockets leading Fall City here after three quarters tonight at Jud Brown Stadium. After three quarters, Johnson Brock is leading in the third quarter. Johnson Brock leads Lord Central Catholic 38-0 up at Peru State College tonight. And on KTNC after three, the BDS Eagles lead Sacred Heart 36-26. 4-3, the Tiger going, sells rolling left. Wants to throw, does, and it is intercepted, I believe. Yes, it is. Making the catch over there on the far side was Will Jansen. And Will Jansen, the freshman, he intercepted it. That's good for him. That's good for his team. They kept the Tiger from catching. Had he knocked it down, they'd have the ball way down in Tiger territory. So an interception, no return, as a defensive back fell down as he made the catch. So now it will be rocket ball at the Fall City 41-yard line. 11:54 to go here in quarter number three. Homecoming tonight, Stephen Fields. Tiger is the homecoming king, and Reese McKinley, the homecoming queen this year for Fall City. And the handoff goes up the middle. Nothing doing for the Rockets that time. As hustling up there to make the stop for Fall City defensively that time. Ah, there he is. There's a number. Robert Gilkerson. Couldn't find him on the sheet here. No gain on the play for the Rockets on that play. So, second down and 10. Over the football on the wing. Quarterback, Kieran Cox back, unloads for the end zone, and it's intercepted by the Tigers at the 15-yard line. Ball, woefully underthrown that time. Robert Gilkerson comes down to the interception, so he makes big plays back-to-back for the Tigers. So Gilkerson with the interception, no return, and the Rockets get the ball back to Tigers. No, it's 32. Okay. 32, they corrected that. All right, that was Gavin Bauer, a freshman, who made the interception. 32, not 22. So we'll go with what they say in the box in the booth here. They've got more spotters than I've got tonight. Tigers first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. 11:06 to play. So, uh-oh, missed the handoff. Either the quarterback turned the wrong way or the running back went the wrong way. Sells with a heads-up play turns a disaster into a 4-yard gain out to the 19-yard line. A gain of 4 on the play makes a 2nd and 6. That's a pretty lonely feeling. You're a quarterback, you turn around, and there's nobody there to take the football. And nobody blocking the way you need to go, turn the way you are. The play was supposed to go the other way, apparently. And now it's 2nd and 7. Tigers bring Trips right, single receiver to the left side of the formation. Going to have to move with a little more urgency here. Turn, give the ball off, and that's going to be Holland. Breaking tackles across the 30, 35, and out of bounds on the far side of the 38-yard line. That will be a 20-yard gain. 20-yard gain and a pretty down for the Fall City Tigers. So the Tigers get it out to the 38-yard line. Sells over to get the play call from Coach Jack Banger. Collins comes out of the game now. That should put back in there that running back spot, Isaac Frederick for Fall City. Tigers bring Trips right again. Ball's on the left hash mark. We're going left to right here in the third and the fourth quarter. Sells back. He looks. Throws in the flat. Oberding with a catch. At the line of scrimmage. Spins away from one man and fights his way out to the 45-yard line. A gain of 7 and a nice juke move there by Oberding to pick up the extra yardage. He'll pick up 7. We got another injured Syracuse Rocket here down on the field. We'll take another 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
After the conclusion of the game, 23-8, Syracuse has whipped the lead. Got the trainer down working here on the injured Rocket player. They're rolling around on the ground. They're looking at a leg, I believe, here. And so, Syracuse had about 3 players needed help getting off the field in this ball game tonight. Kind of a tough night for the Rockets here. While a player is still down on the field, we'll take another 30-second break. Coach Tiger Athletic Director Don Hogue going out to see if they need any assistance or anything. We'll take another 30-second break and be back here on Sunny 101.3.
It's harvest time and fall cleanup. You're too busy to think about your aches and pains you're having. But maybe it's more than sore muscles. Talk to Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Dr. Streit provides orthopedic and sports medicine services at Community Medical Center. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his experienced staff to set up consultation. The road to recovery is with Ortho Midwest and Dr. Streit at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The injured player for Syracuse, Sawyer Brammeyer, a senior, getting a little assistance. He leaves the field. Looks like his left leg is bothering him a little bit, but he is putting weight on it. That's the good news. So, Tiger ball, 2nd down and 3 from the 45-yard line. 2 receivers in the formation on either side, and offside is going to be called. Oh, no, they call procedure against the Tigers. Oh, darn. I saw the Syracuse defender come across. So now it's going to be 2nd down and 8. So, say the Tigers move, drawing them off. Just past the top of the hour, you're listening to Fall City and Syracuse football tonight on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City and Auburn. I'm John Nixon along here tonight at Jug Brown Stadium, bringing you the action, along with Logan Carpenter running the show back at the Sunny control room. All right, turn, hand the ball off. That's going to be Frederick on the carry. And Isaac found a little bit of running room, about a yard, and that was it that time for the Tigers. Good defense by the Syracuse Rockets. Brings up third down and seven.
Tackle made by the Rockets, number 68.
Captain. Third and seven, the ball of Tigers, 41-yard line, 9-12. The clock winding down, counting against the Tigers here, down by 15 points. Two touchdowns and two double extra points to get the lead for Fall City. These points have come, they're hard to come by for the Tigers. All right, twin receivers right side. Sells, rolls right, he looked, pump fake, gonna keep it. Oh, he got hit, pop, kept going forward. Man, did he get smacked. He'll be about a yard short of the first down. I think Tigers have no choice but to go forward here. He needed seven. He got six, I believe, on the play.
And on the tackle, number 32, five.
Maybe five. It'd be fourth and two. Fourth and two, and I believe the Tigers will go here with only 8:20 to go in this fourth period. Tigers taking a lot of time getting the play in, getting in the huddle. Sells looking at his wristband. Clock is winding. Setback will be Isaac Frederick. Single receiver to either side. Double tight set for the Tigers. On fourth down, motion man across is Oberdeen. And they turn. Oh, my goodness. They gave the ball to Isaac Frederick, and Isaac Frederick got nailed in the backfield there by the Rockets. Cash Bortz, and he's a sophomore. And he looks like he's about 6'4 and 240. And he got there in a hurry. So the Tigers will lose yardage back to the 42-yard line. And the Rockets will take over first and 10 at the Fall City 42 with 7:48 to go here in quarter number four. Two receivers either side. Motion man coming across. And the delayed handoff to the fullback this time. And Kerr finds little running room this time. He got, I'm going to call it no gain on the play. Maybe got a foot. That's about it. Second and 10. And the Rockets will be content to take their own sweet time and let that clock run here in this fourth quarter up by 15 points. Two teams had one common opponent this year. They both beat Omaha Central Christian. And now a motion man going across. Quarterback bootleg around the right side. And, oh, the Tigers bring him down to the backfield. Karen Cox kept it. And he'll be dropped back at the 35, a loss of six. I was afraid the way he went down that somebody might have had a face mask, but no flag and two officials looking right at it. So now it brings up third down and about 13 to go for the Syracuse Rockets with 6:40 to go. Clock continues to wind down here in this ball game in the fourth quarter. All right, third down, 13 to go. Rocket football back in the quarterback. Cox, he's going to scramble straight forward. Jumps over a defender, hit, and he fought his way, stretches the ball forward, and he'll have the first down at the Tiger 31-yard line, a 14-yard pickup on the play by quarterback Tyron Cox. He did a nice job scrambling with that football for the first down. The only thing that went wrong for the Rockets here is he ended up out of bounds and the clock will stop. Chains will move down to the 31-yard line of Fall City. Karen Cox, a sophomore quarterback. They've got pretty good speed, pretty good size. They're just young, or the Rockets. They got senior in, three seniors on the O-line. and a senior in the backfield. Other than that, there's a lot of sophomores. There's a mix-up in the backfield here, and the Tigers blow the play up in the backfield. Tigers did a good job, but something didn't go right in that play for the Rockets from the beginning that time. Kerr will lose three on the play. Tigers got in there in a hurry, but that play just never looked right. Ball's back to the 35-yard line. We're at second and 13. Clock down under 5:45 to go now in this contest at Jug Brown Stadium. All right, the Tigers on the defense. One deep safety. Everybody else up within about 3 or 4 yards of the ball here. Motion man across. They give him the ball. That's Peterson. Peterson tries to get to the outside, cuts it up the middle, and he'll be inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. Gain of about 7 on the play for the Syracuse Rockets. Cy Peterson, a sophomore, carrying the football. So now it's 3rd down and 8, we'll call it. 3rd and 8 for Syracuse. Still in the huddle. Letting that clock wind down, taking plenty of time. 4:50 and winding down here in quarter number 4 at Jug Brown Stadium tonight. Tigers trailing 23-8 to the Syracuse Rockets, who are 3-1. Double wing set. And double handoff, and it's going to end up in the hand of the fullback, Kerr, and he'll be inside the 10 and finally tackled there by the Tigers. Boy, that's a nice play, misdirection. They hand off to the running back, then they give it to Kerr. He moves from the 28 to the 8, a gain of 20 yards again by the fullback. He is having a big night, having a great big second half. 4:20 to go, and the clock moving. The Syracuse first and goal at the Tiger 8. See if the Tigers can hold them out here on this possession. Kerr takes the handoff. The offensive line pulling their way forward down to the just shy of the 5, a gain of 2.5, maybe 3 on the play. The Rockets. Play coming in from the sideline. Coach David Purdom sending the play in there. We'll call it second and goal at the 5-yard line. Ball City. Taking 2 minutes off the clock in this set of downs already. Double wing set. Quarterback hand is straightforward. Kerr again. And the Tigers cannot keep him out of their 5-yard run. Touchdown run for Elliott Kerr. Elliott Kerr with a touchdown puts the Rockets up 29-8 over the Tiger here. Elliott Kerr with another touchdown here. Although I believe that's his first touchdown. He hasn't been in the end zone. He's had a big night. Score coming to 3:22 to go here in the fourth quarter. That was an 8-play, 42-yard drive. Now the try for the point, Dilly in to kick it, and we got a penalty on the extra point try. What do we got? That could only be somebody lined up offsides. Or too many players. Some sort of an equipment problem. So they take one player out, bring another player in. Some sort of an equipment issue for the Tigers. Now they're going to reset, set up the extra point kick try here by Dilly. Gabe Dilly. Ready, right-handed to right-footed kicker. Snap is good. The kick is up. And the kick is good. 30-8. Syracuse with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, C.J. Gertosh and Auburn, Weston Witt in Falls City. It's a four-quarter drive with 3:22 to go in this ballgame. A five-yard run by Elliott Coor. Captain 8-play, 42-yard drive, and Dilley kicked the extra point to make our score Syracuse 30 in Falls City 8. With 3:22 to go here in quarter number four tonight at Jim Brown Stadium. Football tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff, 12:30 pregame tomorrow. East Atchison Wolves host the Rockport Blue Jays tomorrow afternoon here on Sunny 101.3. We invite you to tune us in tomorrow, find out what's going on in eight-man football in the state of Missouri tomorrow. In the fourth quarter with 3:30 left, Bernie Davenport Shickley now leading Sacred Heart 52-26. 52-26 the score in that game out of Bernie tonight. That game on BDSC. BDS ranked third in the state, undefeated on the year. All right, ready to boot it away here. The Rockets again. The Tigers ready to receive it and see if they can get one more score on the board here. High end over end kick, and Tigers are going to be down. It came down to Isaac Frederick. He bobbled it, and he ended up on his knee. Tried to get up and pick it up, but his knee was still on the ground, and the Tigers will take over first and 10 at their own 18-yard line. So the Rocket defense will be back out there. They're going to set that ball at 18-yard line for the Tigers. 3:21 to go here in this contest. Ball City over the football, sells a quarterback, back, looks, pump fake, pressure, caught, throws, and in, oh, the intercept that, he hang on, no, incomplete. In and out of the hands at the 24-yard line of Micah Harvey, who says, I'd like another chance at that, sir, throw it again, or our official standing right in front of him looking at it. Oh, we got a flag, a horse collar tackle, flag back at the 8-yard line. So, Tigers with a do-over, no incomplete pass there, a horse collar. We'll make it first and 15, or first and 10, at the Tiger 33-yard line. First and 10 of the 33 for Falls City. Referee has got his hanky picked up. We're ready to go. Snap back, sell, dropping, throwing up the field. Throw and complete. Oberdeen with another catch. Stepping out of bounds. He was lucky. Good job of the feet to catch that inbounds. Ball moved from the 33 out to the 47-yard line. 14-yard pickup from Sells to Oberdeen. Oberdeen had a pretty good night catching that football tonight. Tigers have thrown for 141 yards in the game. Two receivers either side of the field. 3:06 to play. And the ball forward, and it's going to be Holland straight forward into Rocket territory. It is 47 to their 47, about a 6-yard pickup for the Tigers.
Tackle made by number 64, Jack Trifle.
Ready again. Twin receivers either side of the field. Sells takes the snap, drops, pump fake, looks, throws over the middle, intended there for Strauss. Strauss thought somebody had a hold of his jersey. Referee didn't see it that way. And the clock stopped with 2:38 to go. The Tigers trailing 30-8. Tigers ready to go again here. Coming over the football. All right, one set back in there. Sell airs it for the end zone, and just over the outstretched hands for Strauss on the far side. Couldn't catch up with that one. And the ball incomplete, and a flag right in the middle of all that, and the Tigers get called for holding. So, holding Fall City. Moving back. Ten, are they going to call to decline it? They will decline it. And it's going to bring up fourth down and four. Fourth and four for the Tigers. All right, here they come over the ball. Ready to go. From the Syracuse 47-yard line. And a timeout call to Fall City with 2:33 to go in the game. Trailing 3-8. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
2:33 to go. 2:33 left in this game. It's the Rockets leading Fall City 30-8. 30-8, the score right now. The lead to the Syracuse Rockets. Tomorrow, East Action hosts Rockport, 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunny 101.3. It will be a 12:30 pregame. All right, fourth and four for the Tigers. Running left, throwing down the field, a man open, and it is incomplete off the hand of the intended receiver there. All the way down inside the 10-yard line. The Tigers will turn it over on downs. Sells fired down there a long way for Tate Wilcox. He just couldn't hang on to it. And the Rockets get it back with 2:26 to go. Final score out of Bruning. It's number 3, Bruning Davenport Shickley, 52. 7th-ranked Sacred Heart, 26. 7th-ranked Sacred Heart, 26. 52-26. BDS with the win tonight, improving to 5-0. Sacred Heart now 3-2 on the year. So Rocket football, they have it at their own 47 with 2:26 to go. They've got a bunch of different players in there now. The handing the ball off was Brendan Schroeder, a freshman. Carrying the football, though, once again, was Kerr. Kerr got about 2 yards on the play, and that's it. Tigers throwing the ball around for 141 yards. They got in the end zone once so far here in the ball game. The Rockets again hand the ball straight forward. Some new blockers, some new runners in the ball game. Getting up off the bottom of the pile that time. Actually getting up the pile with the football was 53.
Tackle made on the play.
They don't have a 53. Maybe 52. Michael Mead. At any rate, 2 yard pickup or 1 yard pickup. Clock down to 1:20 to go in this contest. Schroeder, the quarterback. Motion man going across. They toss the ball back there to him. And on the carry, Samuel Walters, freshman number 51. And Walters lost a yard on the play. And it'll bring up fourth down and 9. Fourth and 9 for the Syracuse Rockets here. 53 seconds ago in this ballgame. Tigers will drop to 1-4 with a loss tonight. The Rockets improving to 4-1 on the season. District play is underway for these Class C1 teams. Brock is going to go for it on 4th and 10, 4th and 9 here. Toss the ball back. Running back tries the right side. Nowhere to go, and that'll be a turnover on downs. Carrying the ball with Drew Paulson, another freshman. No gain. Tiger football. First down and 10 at the Rocket 48. Tigers will have 13 seconds with which to work here. Coach Jack Banger getting a whole bunch of different players going here. Let's see. He had a different offense in. Now he puts, looks like the regular offense back in there. And now the Tigers are going to take a timeout. No, the Rockets are going to take a timeout.
Timeout on the field.
Timeout called by the Rockets. They lead at 30-8. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back here at Jake Brown, the Tigers snap the ball and take an E. And that's going to be our final score tonight.
Syracuse
30. Ball City 8. 30-8. Rockets with the win. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and be back and wrap it all up on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our final score tonight, Syracuse defeats Falls City on homecoming for the Tigers tonight, 30-8. Your final score, 30-8. The Rockets, they jumped out to a 7-0 lead just 40 seconds into the game tonight on a 23-yard run by Robert Shanks. That made it 7-9. They went up 14-0. On a Tyron Cox 49-yard run. Then they also scored twice in the second quarter on a 33-yard field goal by Gabe Dilley. They get 17-0, went up 23-0 on a Traven Cox to Will Jansen 8-yard touchdown pass. That was a 23-0 score at halftime. The Tigers got on the board on a Blakely Sells, a 3-yard touchdown run to cap a 4-play 75-yard drive in the game. Sells passed to Wyatt Overton for the 2-point conversion to make it 23-8. And that was as close as the Tigers would get. Syracuse got one more late on an Elliott Kerr 5-yard run to make it 30-8. Kerr had a big night, 18 carries, 143 yards, and one touchdown for the Syracuse fullback tonight. Tiger number, well, they passed tonight for 141 yards in the contest. Our wrap-up to scoring summary. Brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Stephen Field is the homecoming king for 2022. The homecoming queen is Reese McNeely for Fall City. Excuse me. Stephen Field and Reese McNeely crowned homecoming royalty tonight here at Fall City High School at halftime of this football game with the Syracuse Rockets. Again, your final score tonight, Syracuse 30, Fall City 8. That's going to wrap it up here from Jug Brown Stadium tonight. Again, we'll be on the air tomorrow. 12:30 is our kickoff. 12:30 is our pregame. 1 o'clock is our kickoff time tomorrow at Tarkio, Missouri, as the East Atchison Wolves will be hosting the Rockport Blue Jays. That is coming up tomorrow afternoon on Sunny 101.3. For our studio engineer, Logan Carpenter, I'm John Dixon saying good night, everybody.